Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois, where we gather each day to reflect over the Word of God. Today is Thursday of the third week of Advent, December 18th, 2025. Matthew writes, "When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home." We often think of Advent as a season of waiting, a time to light candles, to prepare, to listen for the coming of Christ. Yet today's gospel reminds us that Advent, waiting, is not passive. It is a waiting that acts. Joseph's story shows us what it looks like to wait faithfully, to be ready to move the moment God speaks. When Joseph awoke, that simple phrase holds an entire conversation. Joseph has fallen asleep in anguish. His betrothed, Mary, is found with child, and the law gives him every right to walk away. He plans to end things quietly, a decision born of compassion and restraint. But God intervenes in the silence of night. Through a dream, an angel speaks, "Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." And when Joseph awakes, he obeys. There is no debate, no second guessing. He doesn't wait for more signs or assurances. He simply does as God commands. I think this is the heart of biblical obedience, not mere compliance, but trust in the voice of God, even when reason and circumstance protest. Joseph's obedience is not blind. It is illuminated by faith. He believes that God is at work even in what seems impossible. Throughout Scripture, salvation unfolds through the obedience of faith. Noah builds an ark before there's a drop of rain. Abraham leaves his homeland without knowing where he is going, and Mary says yes before she knows how it can be. And Joseph, he takes Mary and her child into his home before he has seen any proof of the angel's words. Each of them, in their own way, trusts the word more than their fear. Joseph's obedience becomes the hinge on which the Holy Family turns. Without his yes, Mary would face isolation, and the child would be born without protection. Through his obedience, Joseph becomes not only the guardian of the Redeemer, but also a model for all who must act on faith rather than sight. Notice how Joseph's holiness is expressed. He never speaks a single word in all of Scripture. His sanctity is silent, steady, and strong. We live in a culture that prizes visibility and self-expression, but Joseph teaches us the opposite lesson, that true greatness is often hidden. Holiness doesn't need an audience. It simply listens and responds. In Joseph's quiet action, we see a foreshadowing of Jesus himself, who will later say, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me." Obedience for both Joseph and Jesus is not submission to an abstract rule. It is an act of love. To obey is to say, "I trust you, Lord, more than I trust myself." There's a tenderness in that phrase, "He took her into his home." It is an act of protection, of love, of self-surrender. Joseph takes Mary and her unborn child into the heart of his life. He makes room for mystery, for God's presence in unexpected form. And that is precisely what Advent calls us to do, to make room for the mystery of God. We may not fully understand the ways he comes to us, through a situation we didn't plan, through a person we didn't expect, a path that seems inconvenient or unclear. Yet obedience means opening the door anyway. Joseph's act of hospitality becomes a living symbol of what every Christian must do, to receive Christ into the home of the heart. When Joseph awoke, perhaps we too need to wake up, not from sleep, but from fear, from control, from the insistence that everything must make sense before we can trust. Advent, I think, is a season of awakening to God's quiet moments, to grace disguised as disruption, to the presence of Emmanuel, God with us. If we could only awake as Joseph did, if we could rise and do what the Lord asks, then we would find that our obedience, like his, opens the door to salvation. For in every act of faith, Christ is born anew in the world. Joseph shows us that Christ's and God's greatest miracles often begin in the small obedience of an ordinary person. His yes does not make headlines, but it makes holiness possible. So today, as we continue this Advent journey, we might ask ourselves, what command of the Lord have I been hesitating to obey? What quiet invitation have I ignored because it feels too uncertain? What part of my heart still insists taking Christ into my home? May we awaken with Joseph and say in our actions and our words, "Yes, Lord, I trust in you." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, awaken my heart as you awakened Joseph's. When your doubt disturbs my plans, teach me to trust. When fear whisper louder than faith, help me to listen to your voice. Let my obedience be quiet, not complete, so that you may find a home within me. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share this reflection with others in your life and invite them to join us each day as we reflect over the Word of God here in my hermitage. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.